Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
This is CC Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Yes, coming from holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Grandma, look out! No!
Has your grandma been run over by a reindeer? Don't sing about it. Sue over it. Call the law offices of Elmo and Patsy.
When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, I called Elmo and Patsy.
Our investigators found hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. And that's when we filed a lawsuit.
They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves.
It's not Christmas without Grandma. Call the law offices of Elmo and Patsy. You may say there's no such thing as a massive settlement,
but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. It appears the manhunt for the 29-year-old man wanted for Tuesday's deadly shooting at a popular Christmas market in Strasbourg, France, may be over. Police have exchanged gunfire with the suspect, but we're still awaiting confirmation whether it was suspected gunman Sharif Shakat.
They say that the gunman opened fire on them. They returned fire and someone has been killed.
Sky News correspondent Ian Woods. A day after Michael Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison, President Trump discussed his former personal attorney with Fox News. The president says he never directed Cohen to break any laws.
Is he made a deal to embarrass me? In order to embarrass me, they cut his term down.
Cohen entered guilty pleas to several federal charges, including campaign finance violations for paying hush money to two women who claim to have had affairs with the president to influence the election. The president continues to deny any such affairs. This is Fox News.
Time. He might.
5 minutes after 5 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. On the morning show, 3 minute later, Rich Thomas does a feature, starts about 6:25 every day, called The Timeline, goes back and tells you what happened on that date, and we also hit celebrity birthdays.
Cool.
And Brenda Lee's was within the last week or so. I think she's either in her 70s or maybe even early 80s, I don't recall. Could you look that up real quick, Brenda Lee?
Yeah, sure.
But even though that's a parody of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, she was only 13 years old when she made that song.
Does she still get royalties, you think, from that?
Oh, yeah.
She's 82.
82.
I wonder how much money she's made off that one song.
I don't know, but I'm sure she gets a check every year because it gets played, you know, and now a phenomenon over the last couple of decades in radio is that one station, big station in every market, will play wall-to-wall Christmas music for 6 weeks. And that's that. I would...
That's a staple.
I would be, shocked if a station didn't include that, so...
13?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
It is.
Huh. Well, I think...
All right, then.
Good. In middle agreed.
Yes.
Oh, somehow you guys have managed to pull my head out of my ass today, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
It was a little difficult. I mean, you try to do that. I mean, I'm impressed with your flexibility, though.
Yeah. By the way, I gotta tell you a great story. We were talking about sponsors. You remember our friend from Gypsy Poodle?
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
All right. And that's a great story because she had this idea to do mobile grooming. Her dad invested in setting up a really first-rate mobile dog grooming facility. And she started out with... doing it as a part-time
thing. I remember,
And her dad said, well, we got a few hundred dollars we can advertise with you. Let's try this guy, Greg. I listened to him in the afternoon. And I, first of all, being the father of a daughter, here's a dad with a daughter with a dream. And if you think for 1 minute I wasn't going to jump through every hoop to make that happen, well, it was one of the sweetest moments in my entire time in Montgomery. It was earlier this year, maybe last year. She came over to groom her, she and Briscoe, and she, I thought she was going to cry. She said, I have to stop advertising with you because we have too much business.
That's a great problem to have.
We're booked 6 weeks out. I can't even consider taking a new customer. And I said, that's what I wanted. I said, I don't ever want an advertiser to say, I don't want you. But if there's a reason for them to tell me that, it's because... And I said, frankly, that was my goal when you first came on the radio with me. Well, she came over to groom the boys today. She has added a second.
That's what I was about to say. It's time to expand.
It's packed. And today she said, I think we're going to be starting a third one.
Wow.
That's great.
I said, let me know when you're ready to go public so I can invest in your stock.
What a great idea, though.
And they do phenomenal work. They're really good. But that was a special moment today, and Elizabeth is just great with dogs. I mean, my little fat-ass Briscoe goes scrambling out the front door to jump in to the grooming thing.
Can't wait.
Most dogs, a lot of dogs are terrified of those places. He can't wait to get in.
Love it.
And that speaks volumes. So that's just a little plug for terrific young lady who is now a thriving entrepreneur. And we all applaud those kinds of stories.
Absolutely.
Don't we, Jebra?
Please clap.
We've had some incidents on the roads. Let's check out traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 85 southbound into the interchange, we have an accident, and that is jamming up traffic here this afternoon. I just checked the boulevard out for you. It's busy on the southern and eastern side. Outbound routes picking up also. The Toyota-thon is going on with great savings, plus you can go to ReinhardtToyota.com, press the big green button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I can't imagine a more meaningful gift than the gift of having your vision restored to the point where you could read a book or a newspaper or anything without assistance from glasses or contacts. Yeah. LASIK has made it possible for people to re-enjoy that experience, to open their eyes and see the world come into 20/20 focus. And Montgomery Eye Physicians would love to give you the chance to gift yourself that this Christmas season. Now, there's one step that anybody that's interested in LASIK has to take, whether you want to do it sooner or later. And if you're a candidate, why wouldn't you want it done ASAP? Mm-hmm. And that's to see the refractive surgery counselor so they can determine whether or not your vision correction can be achieved with a LASIK procedure. I mean, they handle all your eye care needs at Montgomery Eye, but you got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists in the world here at this location right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. So make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor at 271-3804, 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more about this legacy practice, since the end of World War II, think about that, how long they've been. They've got their act together, man. It is incredible. Dr. Swan does a good video introduction to LASIK on their website, and you can even self-test. So it covers all the bases. Online, MEP.com, and they have asked me to wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season from the Montgomery Eye Team. Brant is unable to join us today. Apparently, clients come first. How about that, huh?
What are the chances? Love it.
Yeah, I do too. So we have Fox Business and Rich's forecast next.
From the Fox Business Network, another seesaw trading session on Wall Street with the major averages ending mixed. Investors are concerned about trade progress between the U.S. and China and slowing economic growth. With the Dow closing up 70 points, the NASDAQ closing down 20, snapping a three-day winning streak, and the S&P 500 down a fraction. And shares of Costco falling in the extended session after the company reported mixed quarterly results. And as many retailers have been having a hard time finding extra workers this year, Kohl's has surpassed its holiday hiring targets to bring on 90,000 workers to help it through the busy shopping season. And Whole Foods and Instacart are going their separate ways. The supermarket chain's owner, Amazon, is expanding its own delivery efforts. Instacart is planning to stop deliveries from 76 Whole Foods locations in February, and about 75% of the over 1,400 staffers that pick up orders from Whole Foods stores will be transferred to other retailers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Burson.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. We done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall says his office is taking over the investigation into the police killing of a black man inside the state's largest shopping mall Thanksgiving night. Marshall says his office will oversee the case to prevent any possible conflicts involving local officials. Near daily protests have occurred since an officer shot and killed 21-year-old Emantic Bradford Jr. in Hoover last month. Authorities say they mistook Bradford for the gunman in another shooting. The Alabama Career Center System is holding emergency meetings for those affected by the closure of Virginia College. The college closed abruptly last week after losing its accreditation. Now for students, degree and training programs are available through the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. For employees, they can apply for benefits such as mortgage assistance and unemployment insurance. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Storm system on the way with the chance of rain increasing as we go through the overnight hours tonight. It becomes windy. There could be a few thunderstorms, and the threat of showers and storms will continue on Friday as well. With the low tonight 53, the high on Friday in the upper 50s, and then looking ahead. On Saturday, a mostly cloudy day with a few sun breaks and a small risk of a shower, high temperature up to about 57. Sunday's the pick of the litter on the weekend weather with a partly sunny day and a high temperature right around 60. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Christmas is a time for forgiveness.
Merry Christmas!
I feel like a giddy schoolgirl on Christmas Eve, the night before I marry Santa.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm with Miss Dot of Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here, and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a Happy Holidays to all of you in the River Region.
I really got hammered at the office Christmas party. I was drinking all evening, threw up on my pants.
Joy.
Getting hammered was a danger without any warning. I was hitting on the boss's wife and even his sister, then fell into a lamb. At the office Christmas party, I was slurring my speech now. I was pinching the cheeks now of my office mate's can. I was drinking up a storm, many double martinis. I stumbled over to the boss's wife and hugged her and kissed her, then fell into a lamb. At the office Christmas party, I was hammered in the morning. I was hammered in the evening, threw up on my pants. I was yelling for a big raise. I was yelling out profanities. I was carried out the door by two security policemen and driven home in a cab.
521 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Quickly covering a couple of news items. One, apparently Mueller has nothing. He's releasing his report soon.
Yeah, it's nothing. There's nothing.
Nothing they can impeach Trump over. So now, all of a sudden, federal prosecutors in New York are looking into Trump's inauguration expenditures. So they're going to find something there that'll be an impeachable offense and blah, blah, blah. They're just the deep state.
Swamp doesn't want to be drained.
No, it does not. It does not. And what do? We put more of them back in.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
The idea of Pelosi having the speaker's gavel, again, just
creepy.
Or that any district in this country is dumb enough to put Alexa Cortexio Ocasio into office.
Crazy woman.
Crazy. I got elected. Where's my check? wearing $6,000 pants, but she can't figure out how to live in D.C. on a budget. And there were and have been quite a few congressfolk over the years who lived in their offices when they were in session to save the money.
Yeah.
Keep the house back home. If you missed it earlier, today is the 10th anniversary of an Al Gore speech in which everything he said has been proven wrong. And only a Democrat would have the balls to make a sequel to a complete mistake.
Fraud.
Because that's their religion. They don't believe in God. So their religion is, and think about the monumental arrogance of it, that they think so highly of themselves that they have the ability to change the climate. Climate's been changing on its own since time eternal.
True.
But, you know, look what's going on in France. They did not withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord, and they're paying these taxes now, and the people over there are setting the city on fire. On top of that, they've allowed migration to make parts of Paris unvisitable by anyone other than somebody who worships Islam. They don't talk about it in the news, but that's the frickin' truth.
Yep.
You take your life in your hands, and look at what's happened there. The Bataclan and the Delhi and the anti-Semitism that's just as out there. It's unbelievable.
It is.
You wouldn't think it was possible after World War II or that another Hitler-esque mentality could come into power, but it has. Got a couple of things here we might ponder.
Okay.
Ooh, I like pondering.
Fast food burger prices have skyrocketed in the last decade.
I can't remember
Fast food burgers in the last decade have gone up 54%. The average burger now costs $6.95.
Really?
Wow.
How much is a Big Mac now?
Well, it says here there are cheaper options at the big chains, but even places like McDonald's have burgers that cost over $5. Why? Wow. Because the fast food joints realized we'd pay more when they saw us doing it nicer places. Great. One analyst said, you used to go to fast food places with $5 and get change.
Mm-hmm.
But when fast casual came around, like Chipotle and Five Guys, you expected to hand over $10. I mean, remember the $5 footlong? They don't have those anymore.
They don't have the meal deals or anything, huh?
Well, remember the dollar menu?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of places you can still get like a...
I think Wendy's, you can still get like a mini...
any size fry for $1, but that's like a promotion.
Some JBCs, some junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to sound like the old fart on the radio, but I am the old fart on the radio. And, you know, I remember when a Burger King Whopper was much bigger...
huge.
Yeah. Than it is today, and it was 39 cents. 39 cents. Now, you can get 2 for $6.
Wow.
And there's no way... I have not seen, maybe there's proof on the internet. I don't know if you could compare the size of the original Whopper to what they sell.
I was reading something earlier, though, about weight gain in the country. And
yes.
They said that actually the average fast food burger and meal in general is bigger. Fries, more fries, bigger burgers, bigger drinks, in particular sugary drinks. So I don't know. No, their comparison was McDonald's. So
well, you know, they say 30% of the country is obese, but I question the definition of obesity. Technically, yeah. I am obese based on government BMI standards, but does not take into account. Could I afford to lose weight? Yes, I have lost weight thanks to infusion.
Yeah,
but. I remember one time I got down to 157 pounds. This is when I was in my 30s. And people said, buddy, you need to put some weight back on because you look frightening. It's just, you know, the way your skeleton is. Some people carry more weight. When my belly was as flat as a pancake, I still weigh 200 pounds, but right. I could wear a size 34 pant. It was just the way it was. Everybody's different. How would you like to be this guy? A 30-year-old guy posted in Reddit's relationship advice with a brutal situation. His 26-year-old wife told him she wants to use a sperm donor to have kids because he's not attractive enough.
Oh, my God.
No.
He says his wife told him, quote, if the baby had genes of an incredibly attractive and smart man, then he or she would live an easier life and be happier. And, of course, the guy was very hurt and offended.
Yeah, you think.
But it gets worse than that. He posted an update yesterday that after several hours of talking with his wife, he found out she was having an affair with one of her coworkers, and she wanted her kids to be handsome like him.
Oh, I see what she was doing. Okay.
So they're getting divorced, but can you imagine?
No.
Man, wow. It's bad enough when somebody says, I went out of the marriage for whatever reason. But you're married, and I just assume that you not father any children I'm going to bear because you're just not good looking enough. Good Lord.
That's horrible.
Ouch.
Yeah. Now, it's one thing if you don't think you're very attractive and you tell your wife, maybe we should go this route.
Sure.
Because we don't have it. But I doubt that happens very often. One of the things we'll probably make this a TV topic at some point, the top 10 most common regrets before we hit the bottom of the hour here. Mm-hmm. Shall we go down the... Well, we'll do the top six since one of them is mine, and I do regret that I ever started that smoking.
Hmm.
Was number six.
Number five.
Not meeting up with friends more often. I agree with that. But the older you get and the busier you become, the harder it is. It's not like in the 20s when you had a place and you could meet there every night and then, you know, one of your mm-hmm. group gets married and they're living that life and it just dwindles over time.
Number four.
Not exercising. But I climbed those stairs 30 times a day.
That's a big deal.
22 steps. That's like 600 steps a day.
No, I look forward to exercising, usually.
Well, you're doing the yoga thing, and I have so much respect for that.
Number three.
This is why we encourage you to call Brandt, not saving money.
Mm-hmm.
See, saving money isn't an act of being paid more so you can save more. Saving is a discipline. It's the people that put aside $5 a week, like in my mom and dad's generation, mm-hmm. that had nice retirements. And that's all it takes to start. You don't have to walk in with a suitcase full of money.
Number two.
Losing touch with old friends. That was one of the, that's when Facebook was first out. That was when it was fun. Because mm-hmm. I reconnected with so many people. And it was great. And then when I found out they supported Obama, that was that. And I've got a list of 72 people that I blocked permanently.
Yeah, I was about to say, though, it's like sometimes you reconnect and you realize, well, there's a reason we lost touch.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Mm. No, I'm sorry, that was too much for me. You're just too stupid.
And number one.
Worrying too much.
Oh, yeah. Serenity prayer, baby.
That is gospel there, Mr. Adams. Because
it's easy to say and hard to do.
Right, and at first it's like, what do you mean, accept the things I cannot change and change the things I can? I'll simplify it for you. There's only one thing you can change.
Yourself.
Your behavior.
That's right.
You have to accept responsibility that whatever it is that's got you inside out, you had a role in it.
Yep.
And that's what you can change. And the only way you can affect change in people around you that are... Yeah, that's when you first get into rehab, that's what you do. You stand there, and if my boss wasn't an a-hole, and my wife wasn't a bitch, and on and on and on.
Oh, and that's when it starts.
And that's when you get, hey, while you're pointing at all these people, there's three fingers pointing back at you. Uh-huh. You can't change them. But they will change if you change yourself.
Exactly.
They will react to whatever fundamental psychic changes you do to yourself. And that's how you gain that power.
That's right.
Now, if you're worrying too much, maybe you just need to get away from it all. Here's the guy that can tell you and sell you what you need to get away from it all. an official assistant to Santa Claus with all the great stuff they have at Adams Motorsports.
Oh, absolutely.
You got some Christmas layaways. They're going to be getting picked up soon, man. It's hard to believe it's December 13th.
Already. I know it. I mean, we've got so many little small ATVs in the warehouse right now just waiting for some very, very happy kid. It's going to be extremely happy come Christmas. We've still got the small, we've still got a good supply of small ATVs, but hurry. I don't have that many left, but we have the Polaris, the Kymco, and the Kawasaki, and the Suzuki, little small four-wheelers. Polaris makes a mini Ranger, which is really cool. It looks just like Dad's big Ranger, but it's shrunk down for the kids. And the neat thing is it's got all the technology in it. In other words, you can restrict it electronically for the kid until you feel like he's able. Then you can increase the speed. Really neat stuff. Polaris right now has got rebates up to $2,000, interest rates as low as 2.99. I mean, just unreal the stuff they're throwing at it. Kawasaki's kind of doing the same thing. They've got big rebates. They're giving gift cards depending on what you buy. They have 0% for 12 months. No matter what you buy, if you're military, you get an additional $250 taken off the price of the machine just because you're military, and Kawasaki appreciates that. And we appreciate your service to this country. We really do. Golly, Kymco, I mean, I could go on and on. They've got rebates.
What is the mileage on the Kymco scooter now? It was 100 a few years ago.
It's over 100, yeah. And, well, Kawasaki, the little 125 they just came out with, 135 miles a gallon.
Man.
It's a small air-cooled but fuel-injected four-stroke motor, 135 miles a gallon. It's unreal how sophisticated they've gotten with these small engines. Of course, emissions is part of that, but they found that if you go smaller and you get more precise with the clearances and you use fuel injection, it's just a lot more efficient. You get good power and you get really good gas mileage, which is really cool. But we've got everything on sale right now. All the side-by-sides have big rebates. Everything has rebates. We're going to be open until just before Christmas, so you can come get your layaway and come see us.
You'll find Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. Look for the big H.
Oh, by the way, Burger King Whopper has been reduced 25%.
In size?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not our imagination.
No, it's not. It's all over the internet.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
I'm glad you looked that up. By the way, you can get a credit app started. The manufacturers put their money up behind their products, mm-hmm. so the credit standards are very consumer-friendly.
Yep. Buy it down. Yep.
Get a super low interest rate and get what you want. And surprise the family with something that will remind them of Christmas 2018 for years to come at Adams Motorsports.
Thank you.
5:35, we're going to head back to the traffic dungeon. There's been a few things going on. Rich's forecast ahead. And then we're back and we're going to do our risky click of the day.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident. 85 southbound into the interchange. 85 south is just a parking lot right now. My friends, be careful. 65 north and south doing okay at the moment. If a Christmas puppy is in your plans, keep them safe with an invisible fence. There are many indoor and outdoor plans. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by the smell of Cinnabon at the mall. Don't give in to the temptation. It's the only treat you can actually feel make its way through your intestines.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Storm system on the way with the chance of rain increasing as we go through the overnight hours tonight. It becomes windy. There could be a few thunderstorms, and the threat of showers and storms will continue on Friday as well. With the low tonight 53, the high on Friday in the upper 50s, and then looking ahead. On Saturday, a mostly cloudy day with a few sun breaks and a small risk of a shower. High temperature up to about 57. Sunday's the pick of the litter on the weekend weather with a partly sunny day and a high temperature right around 60. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
12 more shopping days till Christmas. We're down to just a dozen to buy a piece of junk for your cousin.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany Solitaire Necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
I'll just call you a cab.
I was hoping you'd be.
You can wait out by the curb.
Maybe I'll stay.
You already said no, I've called that cab.
My mother won't need to worry.
Here is your coat and gloves.
My father is out of town.
Let's just listen for the horn.
There is no need for me to scurry.
I really wish that cab would hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
You can take it to go.
I really don't
it's
mind.
It's not really that bad out there.
So what would you think?
Wait, I thought you already said no.
I've changed my mind.
What, are you still here now?
I don't need to go.
Oh, here's your hat. You don't need to dwell.
No need to say no, no, no.
I'd really like you to go.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Can you wait outside for your ride?
I really can stay.
I think we settled that.
Baby, it's cold.
You gotta go.
Hey, wait,
nope,
what are you doing?
Come on, here you go.
Doing?
You're going. There you go. Oh, there's your cab.
Wait.
Bye.
It is 5:41 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Happy hour. In a related matter to that politically correct version of Baby is Coming. By the way, yesterday, Dean Martin's daughter came out and said, my father would be insane right now if he heard this controversy.
Oh, yeah.
The song is about date rape. Our topic on TV tomorrow will be holiday hassles between couples.
Oh.
And this will be good. I hope fiance tunes in because Emily.
Yay, fun!
This will be good for them to hear this ahead of time. It's easy to avoid the pitfalls when you know about them in advance, right?
True.
Where the mines are laid, so to speak.
Yeah, we're providing a service here. So.
If I'm allowed to say that on the radio. We're getting all these end-of-the-year lists.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, is there anything in the news we want to talk about? No.
Not really.
They've come up with their latest thing. They're going to get Trump on campaign violations. And that comes from that same a-hole district attorney in New York that he's had a beef with. So it's completely political.
Mm-hmm.
But when Mueller and that all winds down and is gone and has produced nothing, we're going to be hearing about this for the next 2 years. And all the media, they're going to be all over it. Meanwhile, our last president could pack up a jumbo jet with $150 billion.
In small bills.
In small bills in various currencies and ship it to Iran with no authority. And nobody said a frickin' word.
Nope.
$150 billion to...
Of our money.
Our money to a country that wants us dead. Where was the outrage?
Yeah, the media is treasonous. The media is totally controlled and treasonous, in my humble opinion.
I agree. I mentioned our risky click of the day. I was browsing through the holiday files.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is labeled Christmas Film, Christmas Band, exclamation. I have no idea what's on this, but I'd like to find out so I know whether to keep it or get rid of it. So let's listen.
Every holiday season, some Americans celebrate Christmas. Others do not because of their personal beliefs. In an effort to show our sensitivity, your federal government has decided to ban Christmas entirely. In recent years, banning Christmas was relegated to public displays in front of buildings paid for with federal tax dollars. This year, we're expanding our ban to include additional locations such as churches, daycares, and inside your own home. If we find so much as a plateful of cookies for Santa, your family will be drunk from your home with horses and nets through sand and cactus until your festering wounds begin to attract coyotes. And while your screaming family is being eaten alive, we will return to your home, eat your outlawed Christmas cookies, and rent pay-per-view. We're your federal government, wishing you a happy December 25th.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Somebody I was talking to earlier today, may the Lord forgive me for forgetting who this conversation was with, but it was about Hallmark movies. Somebody was joking about watching depressing Hallmark films. And who did I have that conversation with today?
We talked about it a little bit last night at Baumhauer's.
Maybe that was it. I
Well, they're all the same. I mean, you can count the minutes when they have the big spat and then they get together and, you know, and everything is happy.
But I found this, click, Hallmark Holiday Movies.
There's nothing like a good holiday recipe. Here's one you'll love. Gather the ingredients. A washed-up sitcom actor from the 80s.
Tony Danza.
An actress who left Saturday Night Live and made one lousy movie.
Molly Shannon.
A fatal disease.
Depends on the decade. Anything from pneumonia in the 90s to typhoid fever in the 1840s.
And an entire town full of people who pitch in to help out at the last possible minute. And you've got virtually every movie the Hallmark Channel will show this holiday season. Plus, for even more fun, add a beloved family pet who disappears in a snowstorm, a priceless family heirloom that gets sold in a garage sale, or any teenager who thinks one or both of their parents are dead until they show up at the school play. From the Hallmark Channel, where our movies are just the crap that fills in between commercials for medicines and Geico.
Somebody I know and love, though, was telling me today they get into these Hallmark movies and they can't figure out why, because they get so depressing at times. It's all about a divorce or a death or somebody with an illness and very soapy.
Life has enough of that.
And we have Christmas memories from Morgan Freeman.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman, here with a holiday tip. Shopping for gifts can be frustrating, especially when the person you're looking for can be a real jackass. This year, get them something more fitting, like a pile of cat or my favorite, a firm, well-placed kick in the crotch berries. Not only will you be giving them what they deserve, but my gut tells me you'll never have to shop for them again. Happy holidays.
Love that, Morgan Freeman.
And then one of the great moments from the Christmas movie that my daughter and I enjoy together every year.
I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
That's funny. And she, Beverly D'Angelo, lights a cigarette, and her mother from two rooms away yells out, "Are you smoking again?"
Yeah, they can do it.
No. And then the next scene, it's perfect because it's a metaphor. There's a head of lettuce on a cutting board, and this big knife chops it in half. It's not long after that line about Christmas and we're all in misery.
Yeah.
We're not in misery.
No, not yet.
No, no. I mean, if we continue to elect people like Alexia Cortez Catoxo, we'll be in misery.
Catoxo, right.
Yeah, it won't be just Christmas time.
No.
There are actually some pretty cool gift ideas at Lewis Lawn. Now, they're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. But I recommend this one particular product because I bought one for myself 8 years ago. It's a 3-foot grabber. It's made out of steel, so it's not going to fall apart like those cheap ones they sell.
Those plastic ones, yeah.
And if you get debris or something gets stuck behind like a thorny bush, this thing will go through there and get it out, and you won't have to, you know, have rivulets of blood running down your forearm. I've had mine for 8 years. By the way, it also is a great dog discipline toy because when Hershey gets into one of his mouthy, yappy rants, I turn it into a monster, and I'm squeezing the thing so the rubber tips are clapping together, and I try to catch him by his little butt.
It terrifies him.
Well, it lets him know who's boss.
Absolutely.
Now I'll probably get calls from people who say, "You're an animal abuser.
Nah.
You shouldn't do that. Poor little Mange Duweenie. Hey, Mahange him." But it really is. Now, because if you give somebody a grabber, that's like saying, "Well, you're too old to bend over." This is not a grabber for that type of purpose, although I will admit
it's not an elderly grabber.
Okay. It's just convenient for getting into places you can't reach with one of those foot-long grabbers. Of course, if you need a new mower, blower, pressure washer, or anything to maintain the outside of your home, they sell all the great products and product lines from Toro and Exmark and Echo, Shindawa, all the steel products. A steel blower, very handy this time of the year, because I do believe, what's today's date, the 13th? We're 5 days from Tree Denusion Day. The last leaf will fall from trees that shed at this time of year, and they'll be naked to the world until the buds come popping up next spring.
When the buds come popping up.
But a steel blower will gather all that debris up very quickly for you. Visit our friends at Lewis Lawn, and I mean friends with a capital F. They are such terrific people. Anything you buy there, by the way, comes with a warranty, and your warranty can be redeemed at Lewis Lawn. In other words, if it's broken or it needs service, you bring it right back to them, and they take care of it for you. That's why the pros use them, and that's why people who like to do their own lawn and garden stuff choose Lewis Lawn, because they've got you covered. 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Number is 244-9191. Chad Sasser is the guy that tracks all the manufacturer's specials and incentives. I know they're looking to make deals on mowers right now because, like cars, they got the 2019s coming in, and they want to close out the 2018 inventory, which comes with a full warranty. Lewis Lawn. I took a kind of a cursory glimpse at Google's 2018 most searched people, terms, and more. Top five searches. Shall we count them down?
Yes, let's
do it.
All right.
Number five.
Anthony Bourdain. Wasn't that the chef that offed himself?
Yeah. New York. He's got his fame by turning in some of the restaurants and their illegal practices.
This is just general searches now. Any topic. These were the top five.
Number four.
Kate Spade.
Never heard of him.
Kate Spade. Oh, she also, I think she was a fashion designer. She also committed suicide.
That's right. Why are people so morbidly interested in that?
It's almost like shocking sometimes.
There's another one.
Number three.
Mac Miller.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So three of the top five searches were about people that died either young or by their own hand.
Number two.
Hurricane Florence. That makes sense because it was a prolonged event and there was every good reason to search for information on Florence to survive it.
And number one.
What do you think? It's an event and it's sports.
World Series?
You're half right. World Cup.
World Cup. Oh, that's right. Everybody loves soccer but the U.S.
And then they break it down into categories like number one actor was Paul Logan. Keto diet was the number one diet searched. Stacey Abrams was the number one politician researched.
Interesting.
And I bet there were more searches on her in California where most of her campaign money came from.
Yeah. Well, you know, and her manager was linked with the Russians.
No. Democrats aren't linked with the Russians. Yeah. They hate the Russians.
Yeah, right.
Number one TV show, Roseanne.
Oh, wow. Well, controversy sells.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Except it's the Conners, and it's not doing quite as well.
Yeah, but when will some of these networks, and especially those that bow to sort of the PC or the outrage culture, understand that controversy sells really well?
Yeah.
And that most people are like, cancel it! Or going to watch next week when you don't cancel it. God.
You are correct.
Get a spine.
I learned that in the 80s.
Yeah, it works, man.
I was the biggest controversy in South Florida for a couple of weeks. It's weird to be in that situation.
I'll bet.
But it didn't hurt my ratings. Bitcoin was the number one what is search.
Yeah, and people are still searching for that.
Black Panther was the most searched movie. The Cleveland freaking Cavaliers were the most researched or searched professional sports team over the Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers.
I didn't see that coming.
And the Philadelphia Eagles. The Cavaliers.
The NBA is doing well.
Yeah, it's such a great culture. 80s fashion was the number one fashion search.
Really?
Voting. Top five. How to vote. How to register to vote. How to play Mega Millions, how to buy Ripple, how to turn off automatic updates. Actually, the category was how to.
Okay.
How to vote was number
one. How to buy Ripple?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, it's another cryptocurrency.
Bohemian Rhapsody, number one search song. And
number one stream, too, right? I saw that report.
For the 20th century.
Wow.
Yes, number one stream song of the 20th century.
It deserves it.
I agree.
You know, I took that song for granted for a while. You know, you hear it so much.
Yeah.
And then after I saw the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, I went back and listened to the song, and it is incredible and incredibly moving how much it reflects Freddie Mercury's actual life. Remarkable song.
It's a great song. It's just sad that it took Wayne's World to bring it to everybody, you know?
Right. Live Aid and Wayne's World. It wasn't the huge hit initially.
Initially, I thought it was awesome.
Please visit, support, or call our sponsors when you can. And don't forget, when you need a new... Well, look, I bought my Rogue. It had 1,800 miles on it. You should see it outside. It looks better than the day I bought it. Thank you, Donnie Turner from Montgomery Paint and Body. But I love it. We are three-time purchasers from Jack Ingram. So when you need a second vehicle for the family, you have a new driver in the family, or you're in the carpool and suddenly you need more space but you don't want to buy something brand new to accommodate it, remember our friends at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Dozens of photos of their inventory available on their website. And a group of people that will, I guarantee you, you will not feel like you're shopping for a pre-owned vehicle when you work with Tip Tames and that team. 235 Northeastern Bypass. Now, let's see how all the cars that have been sold by all the dealerships are driving as we wrap up traffic.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident, 85 southbound in the interchange, and traffic is running slow all the way back to Perry Hill. Extra time if 85 southbound is your route right now. I just checked the boulevard out for you. That's doing fine. Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, State Police, Haynes Ambulance Service, no other major accidents causing you any problems. Christmas time, it's alive and festive at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Kato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Guests coming from the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads.